Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find out what matters to you, so you can do more of it. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
We're now joined by Chris Gardner, covers the University of Houston. Chris joined us back earlier in the Big 12 season about the Cougars on 365 Sports. Chris, thank you very much. How much do you feel like from Saturday, no matter how that ended, the extra, not just day, but almost 5 or 6 days since they played to get this team healthy?
Oh, wow, Smokey. I mean, huge benefit to the Cougs. And Sunday, Coach Sampson touched on it before they had the private party. Some of the other staffers are like, boy, we're hoping we get picked up on Friday, because the days off can really help the players, because they're so banged up and injured and guys are out. But there's a chance one of their injured players might play at some point this tournament, Ramon Walker.
Yeah, what is the injury status overall? Is it going to be, are they white-knuckling it until tomorrow?
Juwan Roberts will play. His, you know, barring some setback in practice today or yesterday, his shin, the bruised shin, should be good to go. The knee swelling, he's dealt with it all season, basically, but he'll be good to go and give it what he has. And then other guys like Terrence Arsenault, out for the season since December, Tugler, out for the season. There's a guy like that, they're done. They're not coming back. But there is a chance that Ramon Walker will play, and he could help. Up front with rebounding and toughness.
Yeah, the Roberts thing, and you say he's going to play, which is great, because he's, you know, just an amazing player. Plus the fact that he gives them what they need inside, and he's a great passer, really good on defense. Left-handed, I think, because that kind of creates sometimes a matchup issue. So for Houston to not just win tomorrow, and they're expected to, but for Houston to run and let's just say get to the second weekend without getting ahead of ourselves, for them to get to the Sweet 16, which they're favored to do, what must they do better than perhaps in the last, even though they had a nice long streak in the last 2 to 5 games?
Rebound better. That has been the biggest, I guess, slide with the injuries up front. They're no longer the dominating rebounding team that they were before the injuries. So rebound better, and they'll need consistency. Good play from Xavier Francis, their starting center. What he plays very well, they're that much better. When he struggles because of the lack of depth up front, it's a big blow.
Chris, what do you think of the draw that they got in that they're going to get either a a red hot Nebraska team or a red hot A&M team in the second round?
It's not ideal when the Cougs face the Aggies in December in the one day event in Houston. Wade Wilson went off and he got the better of Jamal Shedd that day, even though Jamal blocked his shot, I think twice. He still scored like 25, 30 points in the second half. It was amazing to see in person. But so the explosive, and Nebraska shoots well from three as well. So that's going to be a tough matchup, second round matchup that I think Cougs fans are kind of concerned about from an Aggies. If the Aggies win the game, they're kind of concerned because they may not know as much about Nebraska. I think it's going to be a tough matchup either way for the Cougs.
You know, I love watching the play, the game in Waco, which we had you on, I think, maybe the week before that game that they had the huge lead and then Baylor came back and then, of course, overtime and more. In your opinion, is there a moment or two among this great run that you remember the most as kind of a, what's the word? I don't know about difference maker, but you know, that gave this team a shot of adrenaline?
Oh, let's see. Jamal, he's got to be involved. Jamal Shedd, probably. Wow. Either the game in Austin or the game in Waco. You know, because Jamal almost beat Baylor at the buzzer.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he took the shot and made it was like, this team is special, even though the shot didn't count by just a millisecond. But Coach Sampson wants the ball in Jamal's hands those final seconds. When Houston lost to TCU in Fort Worth earlier in conference play, Damian Dunn just did not follow the program. Okay, he did not get the ball to Jamal Shedd in time. And Coach Sampson's right there. That is not going to happen the rest of this season. Final seconds of the game, I want the ball in Jamal Shedd's hands. And he wants Jamal, instead of settling for outside shot, pull-up kind of shot, attack the basket and get into the paint, and then we'll see what happens offensively for the team.
Chris, this team has been built. We talked about this last night. This team has been built on deep postseason runs. Is there a sense when they get started that there's maybe less nerves around the team because the coaches, even the players that have transferred in, like LG Cryer's done this before. A lot of these guys have been there and done that. So the early part of this where there's jitters is not necessarily there for them like it would be for a lot of teams.
Yes. They expect to win. It's part of the culture that Coach Sampson and the staff have created these last few years, especially getting to the tournament and making deep runs. And ironically, to show you how far the program has come, last season's team losing in a regional semifinal, the Sweet 16 round, everybody thought it was a disappointment because that team had more talent than previous Houston teams, but did not get as far as folks expected them to. That's what Coach Sampson has helped create. This year's team, if they were healthy, they'd have a even better chance to get to the Final Four. If they're not as healthy, they're going to just do the best they can with what they got.
Tell us something about Jamal Shedd besides what we already know.
He and L.J. Cryer have been friends since they were 10 years old. Mm. And L.J. Cryer used to light up Jamal on the court when they were 10 years old.
Yeah, L.J., now, you talk about a guy that put up some points when he was in high school. Not just that he scored, but he was a hell of a player. And, of course, he was good for Baylor, too. And so there's that connection as well about when he decided to go back home, but also the relationship with his buddy in Jamal Shedd.
Yes. And I did not know about how long they've been friends until they told me at the media day for the conference, Big 12 conference in Kansas City.
Chris, LJ has been what they needed. I think, a lot of fans want him to light it up more than he does, but how did they tweak his defense, which was a problem, not because he wasn't willing, but he's not a big dude, so he's got matchup issues when it comes to defense, and when they put longer guards on him in the past when he was at Baylor, it was just kind of a wrap for him. How has Kelvin Sampson built around that and dealt with that issue?
A lot of practices, a lot of running the court for LJ early on in practice sessions when he wasn't competing, because that's one thing Coach Sampson, he wants his players to compete. He's not going to allow excuses to be made about you're not tall enough, you don't have this, you are a Houston Cougar, you will compete in practice. And if he didn't do things correctly, he'd have to run and run and run and run and run until he began to compete and began to figure out defensively. And that's what's helped him be a better player on defense, for sure.
All right, so Longwood, 21-13, whatever their record is, they made the run. They're in the tournament. You know, that's what is so much fun about these first couple of days. There hasn't been the shocking upset, but Duquesne did beat BYU. Houston's favored to win by whatever they want, but it's still, that's why you play the games. What about Longwood? How much do you know about them? What if they do something well? What is that they do well?
They are a veteran team, just like Houston is, without, you know, Tugler as well being out for the season. Longwood is experienced. They're starting basically all upperclassmen, and they out rebound their opponents by 9 a game. Mm. So that is could be a factor for the Cougs if it's kind of even on the boards. Because then you're going to have to rely on Houston to get semi-hot, lukewarm from outside, you know, with Emmanuel Sharpe knocking down threes to help L.J. Crier make threes as well.
One more thing, and Calvin Sampson, because I mean, we've watched him, and they played Baylor the year Baylor made the run to win the national title when L.J. was on that team and in a part of that rotation. They expected to win. They knew they were good going into a new conference, although the Big 12 obviously is very deep, but Houston plays anybody, pretty much anywhere, anytime. How much, not from Sampson, and probably not from any of the players, but was there a little bit of that nervous energy when they started 0-2 with that, oh, this is different?
Oh, from the fans. Definitely, Smokey. Oh, no question. Those first two losses, oh, gosh. Oh, the sky's falling. Oh, my gosh. What have we gotten ourselves into? The Cougs are not as good as we thought. And I had to, because I spend a lot of time with the coaches and the staff and stuff. I had to calm folks down. It's going to be okay. This is life in the Big 12. It's not a surprise. I'll say this. Coach Sampson has said it even in some media sessions. He did. If you would have told coach and the staff that they would win the Big 12 and only lose 3 games in conference play, they'd have thought you were smoking something.
Mm-hmm. Like some heavy,
no way,
smoking some heavy duty stuff, right? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chris, I said all year, like, the only difference between Houston, like, going in, the only thing Houston's going to experience that's different is that they'll lose more games this year. And they didn't do that.
They didn't.
But they're still going to be good. They'll just lose a couple more games because instead of playing Temple, you're going to be playing Texas Tech. They didn't do that.
No.
It's been remarkable.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought they'd lose 5 or 6 times in conference play.
Well, most people do. Most humans do. I mean, most, like, even with a KU or Baylor, when they won it all, they'd like maybe lose 2 or 3 games. But that's just because, and you know this, there were a few times when they could have burped, and then all of a sudden they have 5 or 6 losses, but they were able to make it happen, like blowing the lead on the road in that environment at the Foster Pavilion, but yet in overtime getting it all back together and winning. That's a couple of pair right there. Shedd hitting that one rebound that came off the rim and throwing it up and making the shot at the buzzer. That's how they are. That's who they are. Look forward to it. Houston Round Ball Review. You can get all you want from Chris Gardner, Chris M. Gardner at The HR Review. It's a great follow. Follow him. He covers Houston like nobody else, and thanks for your time, buddy.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Chris Gardner.
Take care.
Houston Round Ball Review. By the way, earlier in the week, we had Mac Rhodes in studio. Was it Tuesday, I guess it was? And there was the quote about what Mac said, that revenue sharing's coming. And it's not like that was like, oh, my God. But, you know, not many administrators have actually gone on record to say that, but he did. And Chris then put up that clip with us and with Mac on his feed. And then, like most people or everyone should do, gave us the credit. Appreciate what he does. He watches our show, and he does a great job. Chris Gardner at the Houston Round Ball Review.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.